Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we talk about all the news happening around the NFL. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to talk about, you know, the Oakland Raiders wide receivers first. You know, Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams are going to create problems for the defensive backs around the league. The Raiders also draft DK Metcalf, and they'll have the best wide receivers in the NFL. You know, things have been really picking up for the Oakland Raiders, and all started when they traded for Antonio Brown. By adding the league's best wide receiver, the Raiders immediately improved their offense, and he's going to make life so much easier for Derek Carr. Brown is a mismatch against just about every corner in the league. It's such an advantage when you have, or when a team has a player who is this consistent. People forget that Brown led the NFL with 15 receiving touchdowns, and the 30-year-old pass catcher clearly has a knack for finding the end zone. The other guy Oakland got isn't too bad either. Tyrell Williams recorded 653 yards and 5 touchdowns last year with the Los Angeles Chargers. He'll head to the Bay Area as a solid number 2 receiver, and John Gruden could get by with those two guys alone. When you compare where they were at last season after Amari Cooper was traded, it's easy to see that that position has been significantly upgraded. What if the Raiders weren't content with just Brown and Williams, though? Can you imagine if Mike Mayock and John Gruden also drafted DK Metcalf in the first round? That trio could be the best group of receivers in the NFL, and it's because most other teams only have 2 weapons out wide that can get the job done. Going this route would be a complete 180 from the situation Carr had to put up with in 2018. The best thing you can do for your quarterback is put a talented cast around him, and this should be Gruden's main focus. There would still be 2 other first-round picks to load up with. We've been hearing that the Raiders want to trade those selections to move up and get Kyler Murray, but it's almost better to stick with Carr and take a couple more elite prospects. Overall, it would result in a better product on the field. So the Raiders want to use a couple of those first-round picks to move up and get Kyler Murray, and I almost feel like they should stay put with Derek Carr, who we know is a good quarterback, and just use all 3 of those first-round picks to get players, because those 3 first-round picks are going to help improve that roster so much, and then they have 2 first-round picks next, not this upcoming draft, but the following draft too. So they should stay put and just draft 3 first-round players. And then if they can get DK Metcalf to go with, you know, they already have Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams, and they could probably get by with just those guys. You know, they released Jordy Nelson today. But if they got DK Metcalf to be that number 3, you got to remember, tight formations are almost a thing of the past. The game's played out of shotgun, and it's played out of spread formations more so than it's ever been. And how many wide receivers are on the field out of shotgun formation? Usually 4 wide receivers are on the field. So if you have 3 aces out there, you know, with John Gruden's X and O's, like I said, it's a complete 180 of, you know, from what this team had last season. And then if you do run I form, instead of putting a tight end on the field, go I form trips. You can go I form with 2 wide receivers in the slot. And, you know, just tailor your playbook around 3 wide receiver sets. So you go I form with 3 wide receivers, then you go single back with 3 wide receivers and a tight end. Then you go your shotgun formations. Just make sure that you're not going into tight formations and having one of those guys sit on the sidelines. Just alter your playbook a little bit so those 3 guys are always on the field. It can be done. Like I said, you can pull the tight end off on I form and go keep your eye backfield with the fullback and the halfback, and then you can go the slot and then the split end and the flanker. To me, that's what I would do if I was calling the shots in Oakland. And I just think, you know, there would be no stopping that. And, you know, as someone who spent a lot of time around semi-pro football, you know, I played this one team that won a national championship. I actually played on the national championship team once my very first year of semi-pro that I was playing. But one team I played against that went on to win a national championship, I remember they had four wide receivers that could have been number ones on another team, and they had the best quarterback I have ever went against. So what I walked away from that, I realized, you know, with the game being out of spread, like I said, you know, being out of shotgun formations so much more than it has been in the past, there's no sense in only having two really good wide receivers and then those other two guys are just minimal impact players. That's doing that formation no justice. If you got four wide receivers on the field, you want all four of those guys to be stars. And to me, to get DK Metcalf with Tyrell Williams, who they just signed, Antonio Brown, who's the best wide receiver in the NFL, that's the way to go. There would be no stopping that offense. And for Gruden, who didn't have a very good first season in Oakland, and we knew, you know, with all the moves they were making that they overhauled the roster, shipped out Amari Cooper, shipped out Khalil Mack. We knew they weren't going to be good that first year. Like I said, if they get DK Metcalf and they have Tyrell Williams and they have Antonio Brown, Derek Carr is going to have so many weapons. He's going to be slinging that thing all over the field. And defense is just, you know, they can't match up with all those guys. It's just too much. Eventually, it's going to overwhelm them. And eventually, you know, those guys are going to break free. And there's no eventually with Antonio Brown. From the very first snap, he's going to win at almost every single time because he's just cut from a different cloth than everybody else. To me, that's what I would do. And I know taking Metcalf with the Raiders first pick is a little bit risky because, you know, they really have to upgrade their defense. But to me, having the best wide receivers in the NFL is an advantage that I wouldn't be able to pass up on. And then I would use those late first-round picks, those other two picks, to go defense, and then almost the rest of the draft I would probably go defense. You know, Oakland will probably take a defender with that early pick. And, you know, I can't blame them because, you know, defense wins championships and their defense was probably, you know, one of the worst in the NFL. I guess Cincinnati was the worst last year, but Oakland was very, very bad too. And I would just hold off until those, you know, that second first-round pick and that third first-round pick. And I would go Metcalf right away. I know it's a risk because, you know, he's had some injury issues in college. And, you know, in college, you know, A.J. Brown, even Metcalf's teammate, was better last year. But DK Metcalf just blew up the combine so much that it's hard to not go with him because, you know, the player he is right now just seems dangerous. And Gruden said it himself, you know, who's going to tackle DK Metcalf? The dude is physically in top form. People are comparing him to David Boston. You know, being a Michigan guy and David Boston being from Ohio State, I've seen those two guys battle. I've seen Charles Woodson and David Boston battle growing up. Metcalf, I think, is faster than David Boston was. And you have to remember, David Boston was a little bit of a head case, too. So I think DK Metcalf has a better head on his shoulders than David Boston. But that's what I would do. We'll see what Oakland does. Another topic we have today, overall, Golden Tate is probably the best yak receiver in the NFL, and his character is better than Odell Beckham Jr.'s. So Golden Tate was signed by the New York Giants, and people are just still mad about Odell Beckham being traded. But just listen to this article I wrote. Overall, Odell Beckham Jr. is a better player than Golden Tate, but believe it or not, the gap between those two is closer than people would like to admit. Beckham Jr. is exceptional at creating big plays, and there's no denying that. However, Golden Tate brings some unique traits to the Giants offense as well. Tate has been one of the best yak receivers, yard after catch receivers, in the NFL over the past 5 seasons. And when you plug in his game film, you'll notice that he breaks more tackles than any other pass catcher in the league. This guy is so shifty, and he is constantly juking defenders out of their cleats. Those are plays that will help limit the loss of Beckham Jr. And the other thing Tate is known for is being a team player. While Beckham Jr. was a fiery competitor who often became disruptive, Tate is always going to be someone who says and does the right things, which is actually better for the locker room. Dave Gettleman wanted to get rid of the distractions and build a better culture. Adding a couple draft picks, first and third round selections, Jabril Peppers and Tate will probably be a better move than the public realizes. And you have to remember, this franchise has already been improving under Gettleman. It's crazy how the fans have lost sight of that, but if the front office nails another draft, then they'll start to get the pitcher. Look, the offense is going to run through Saquon Barkley anyway, and that means the passing game will be an afterthought. When Eli Manning does throw the ball, he'll have a new receiver, Tate, who is going to lay it all on the line for his teammates. Hopefully that's enough to win some of those New Yorkers' trust back. So people are just in an uproar over Odell Beckham Jr., and a lot of that is because of popularity. Now, don't get me wrong, Odell Beckham Jr. is an exceptional player, but, you know, Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the NFL, but everybody in New York will say it's Odell Beckham. Julio Jones is probably better than Odell Beckham Jr. Julio Jones just led the NFL in receiving yards last year. And Odell Beckham Jr. Finished the season hurt again. And then the year before that, he was hurt for most of the year. So, like I said, a lot of Odell Beckham Jr.'s backing and a lot of his fan support is coming from his popularity. Now, that start at the beginning of his career, it was all substance. The last 2 years, it's waning a little tiny bit. Now, I'm pretty sure Beckham hit 1,000 yards this past year, so he's legit. I mean, he's a top five receiver. There's no doubt about that. But he was a distraction a lot. A lot of times, you know, when he was losing his cool, he was detrimental to that team. And Golden Tate, he's going to come in and he's going to be poised and he's going to be a team first guy and he's going to be great for the culture. He's going to work well with Saquon Barkley. And, you know, one good thing about getting rid of Beckham is it completely passes the torch to Saquon Barkley. And Saquon Barkley is a much better leader than Odell Beckham Jr. Golden Tate also has better character than Odell Beckham Jr. So I see what Dave Gettleman's trying to do. And like I said, Tate's no slouch. He breaks tackles left and right. Watch his film. I just plugged in his film and watched it before I wrote this article. I was blown away by how shifty this guy is. Nobody can get a clean hit on Golden Tate. And a lot of times he turns those plays into touchdowns. So it's not a terrible move. And especially when you take into consideration that, you know, they got a first round and a third round pick. So they'll have 2 first round picks. They'll have 2 third round picks. It's not that bad a move. And Jabril Peppers, they got Jabril Peppers, who's a emerging safety, a freak athlete. You know, I watched him at Michigan too. And this guy was returning punts, kicks, playing offense, just a supreme athlete. So to think that they got a first round pick, a third round pick, and Jabril Peppers or Odell Beckham Jr., that's not that bad of a deal when you consider Antonio Brown was just traded for a third and a fifth round pick. And Antonio Brown is better, people. Antonio, there's no doubt about it. Antonio Brown is better than Odell Beckham Jr. And, you know, like I said, I'll be fair. Odell Beckham Jr. is better than Golden Tate, but Golden Tate can ball. And a little bit would hurt Tate last year a little bit. If he got traded halfway through the season and he didn't have any time to develop rhythm and his rhythm and timing with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, that hurt for sure. He didn't know the playbook. He just had to go on the fly. Having that off season with Eli Manning, it's going to help him and he's going to be a good acquisition for that team. Like I said, the Giants are improving with Dave Gettleman. Just give it time. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.